From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tomorrow, the Institute of Medicine will release its sixth and final report on how the lack of health insurance affects both the uninsured and those around them. The report comes as the plight of the uninsured and the spiraling cost of health care are again moving up on the political agenda. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on the reemergence of health care as a voting issue.
Following the terrorist attacks of 2001, healthcare largely disappeared from the public's short list of key issues. But now healthcare is back in a big way, says Republican pollster Bill McInturff.
In our last survey for NPR in December, it was the second most important issue that among the voters right after the economy and jobs. That with the capture of Saddam Hussein and kind of the drop in interest in the situation in Iraq, you could see healthcare once again kind of imposing itself in the center of the agenda for 2004.
Health issues actually have been debated in each of the past several elections, both presidential and congressional, McInturff points out.
In 2000, it was prescription drugs. 1998, it was HMO reform. 96, the Republican changes in Medicare.
But this year, he says, expect the health debate to be less micro and more macro.
We're coming back to be a little more of a bigger debate, a fundamental debate about how is health care delivered and how do we make sure more people get covered. And in that regard, I think the debate of 2004 looks a lot more like the kind of debate that we had in 1992.
That, of course, was the election where Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton used health care and the economy to defeat the current president's father. Drew Altman, president of the Kaiser Family Foundation, says recent polling his group has done has found results similar to McInturff's. Altman says that just like in 1992, even voters who have health insurance are worried because of the uncertain economic climate.
What they're worried about mostly is health care costs and that their insurance won't be affordable. It was striking in our most recent polls that people were more worried that their health insurance costs would go up than that they wouldn't be able to pay their rent or the mortgage or that they'd lose money in the stock market.
The Institute of Medicine, a government-chartered think tank, hopes to build on those concerns. The report due out tomorrow is the culmination of a 3-year effort to document the costs to individuals, to communities, and to the nation's economy as a whole of having 15% of the population without health insurance. University of Michigan President Mary Sue Coleman is the co-chair of the committee that produced the reports. She says one key finding is that advances in medicine have made it a bigger disadvantage for anyone to be without health coverage.
As we have developed better procedures, better diagnostic procedures, better treatment options, better drugs, that the consequences of not having health insurance today are far more dramatic than they were 30 years ago. I mean, we were able to document something like 18,000 unnecessary deaths in this country directly related to lack of health insurance.
The reports also document that a lack of insurance affects more than just those who are uninsured. One uninsured family member can put the well-being of the rest of the family at risk, and a lot of uninsured people can endanger an entire community.
You'll have poorer access to physicians because they can't support practices within the community. You'll have poorer access to emergency care, or trauma care, or to hospitals because hospitals have to break even too. And if the community has to take care of such a large proportion of uninsured, that's when you begin to lose those critical health services. So even if you have insurance yourself, you will be adversely affected.
However much this year may look like 1992, there's one big difference. Since then, Republicans have gotten much more active on health, an issue Democrats have owned for generations. Last year, President Bush kept his campaign promise to pass a bill to overhaul Medicare and add prescription drug coverage. And this year, the Republican-led Congress hopes to tackle the problem of the uninsured, largely by creating new tax credits to help those without coverage buy it. Altman of the Kaiser Foundation says that GOP activism is a new development.
It's no longer Democrats are making proposals and Republicans say they cost too much and they have other priorities like cutting taxes. Both sides have major health care proposals and that changes the equation.
Republican pollster McInturff says that's no accident. By taking on education and health care in particular, he says, President Bush can claim the compassionate conservative label he ran on 4 years ago. And even if Democrats disagree with what Mr. Bush has done, they have to acknowledge he's done something.
The Democrats used to have an easy debate, which is Republicans won't act on this issue. Now they have a harder debate, which is saying, okay, they've done a lot, but we don't like their ideas. That is a much more difficult debate to inject in the public politics.
The sharp partisan differences on how to address the nation's health care problem. Republicans want more of a role for the private sector. Democrats want more government involvement. Make the issue a natural one for the upcoming campaign. But those same differences make it less likely that anything will actually get done this time either. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.